You are listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's it going? Keep it real. Take a red pill.
You drive a hard bargain.
Radio show. In the United States, it's the first day, 6 months, 2020. A lot going on across the world lately. You know, that seems to be destroying freedoms and quelling a lot of behaviors and people that are not wanted by our oppressors. I'm talking very specifically about the riots, the heavy-handed measures being proposed and used to quell riots and even peaceful protests. So it's been a lot on our plate lately. I know I've stayed very busy this weekend. I hope everybody enjoyed their weekend as much as possible. Let's see what some of the headlines I have streaming across my Facebook wall today. So it's Secret Service rushed Donald Trump to the White House bunker during protests where some church had been burned down over near the White House, which is it's kind of uncool when they attack houses of worship. It all seems very staged to me. A lot of the information that I've been seeing is disturbing. You know, the way this is starting to look like a false flag operation to, I don't know, enact certain measures to lock down the United States again, to get martial law declared in such a way so people have to go back to their homes. I know in many states, like New York, for instance, they say that from 11 o'clock at night to 5 o'clock in the morning, you had to stay in. I believe it was till 5 a.m. But, you know, these are measures that quell your freedoms, freedom of movement, your freedom of choices, your pursuits of happiness. So we have to, how do we say, if you're at a protest, you're going to have to police yourselves. If you see what looks like an infiltrator, you know, bent on causing violence, then you have to stop it. You have to stop this person because they're just going to get everybody locked down. And I'm very passionate about being able to stand up for my rights and use my voice and my actions to make a better system for us all. You know, people say that this system is broken. As I see it, this system is working exactly as it was set up to work. It isn't broken at all. It was designed to be chaotic. It was designed to lean the tables toward our oppression point of view. Good morning, V. How are you today? Not hearing him yet. What's going on here? Well, I'll just continue talking about some things. Seeing reports that a sniper or two in Texas has shot and killed five police officers. And I have to say, I heard, because a lot of us are very aware of false flag politics. If you don't know what a false flag is, it's a staged event that is used to arrive at the people asking for certain measures to be put in place, so usually for their own safety. You know, back in Germany, they burnt the Socialist Party there, burnt down the Reichstag so they could come in and heavy-handed in their political party, could do whatever it wanted. We clearly see how 9/11 used the demolishing of Twin Towers buildings to bring about a lot of quelling and freedom through the National Defense Authorization Act and Patriot Act and various other executive orders that have just whittled away at the Liberty Tree until it is very precarious, almost like a toothpick now, our liberties. It's just an absolute insanity what goes on. In this incident here, we're hearing things like that the officer that kneeled on George's neck and him, friends for 17 years working as private security. Some people are saying that that officer itself looks exactly like the guy that did that TV show, Cash Cabs. This is things I'm seeing. We're seeing memes going about showing from The Simpsons doing a prediction again. Lisa holding up a sign. This is Stand With George and Officer Wiggum kneeling on the neck of somebody that looks like George. And we're seeing so many similarities. And then as we have to question every narrative, you know, what's going to be achieved? Clearly, dirty games during a political election year, or selection year, as I like to call it, are very, very prevalent. Passive using false flags, you know, like, and by definition, it doesn't mean a false flag that people don't get killed, that they wouldn't actually sacrifice human lives for their aims, because our oppressors, I would have to say, they just don't have no empathy at all. They don't. They just want what they want, and like little children throwing tantrums, and then they want to get what they want. So,
they hey, you know what? Listen, technical difficulties. Guys, hey, Mike, let's run that intro back on the show, please. Let's get started right here. If you would.
Prepare yourself!
You're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'll say.
Well, now you can forget about going to the amusement park.
Yes, that's right. This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show, and I am your host, V. And yes, oh, wow. It's really rare when all three of your devices with Skype on them, Skype's frozen. It's like, you know, some people really did not want me to get on the show today. It's very bizarre. It's quite bizarre. But hey, you know, you can't keep a good man down. So we are going to go ahead and have ourselves a good show today. I know my co-host, Rob D, was sitting there rapping about something good there. We all know that. But you know what? I kind of want to let you continue what you were saying there as I get the guest hooked up here, if you don't mind.
No, I don't mind at all. I believe I was saying about how false flags doesn't mean that real people don't get killed or harm isn't really done. But what it seems to be happening these days with the false flag is the hiring of crisis actors. These are people who play a mock role in a disaster. It's the advertising for crisis actors, actually, in classified sections of newspapers in the world. And we sometimes see the same players involved.
Rob, how are you? It's Mel.
Yes.
Hello, Mel. And I don't mean to jump in suddenly. I have been introduced. I'm not on the main show, but this topic that you're discussing is so, so very vital to what's going on right now. I'm sorry, I had to hop in on this, you know. No fun.
Melvin, you're killing me here.
1 minute. There was a Target store that was burnt down in Minneapolis. There were two children in the bathroom when the store burned down. These children died. There are fatalities that are occurring as a result of this.
Yes.
Civil injustice. You know, I just seen the George Simpson's cartoon. And, you know, I had to really, like, go deep into it and pull it up. 12 years ago, this thing has been prophesized. So you're trying to tell me that the guys that wrote the Simpsons cartoons are prophets of God? They prophesized so many things that have come to pass. But now they have prophesied. The guy, they even had him by his first name, for Christ's sake. So, but that's an aside. That's an aside. They are laying pallets of bricks at flashpoints, so the protesters will have something to throw. In Boston, Massachusetts, we had a at first it was a protest for Mr. Floyd. But then a police car was caught on fire, set on fire. And then we have video footage of the police officers setting their own car on fire. So what are they trying to precipitate? Do they really want to set it off? Do they really think that the National Guard, Mr. Trump says, well, the National Guard did a great job, and the National Guard, you know, they want to call the National Guard. They are citizen soldiers. You and me, we stand up dudes. We've both been down. We've been in the military. But because of all the wars that every president has had to get reelected, you know, because if there's a war going on during that administration and it's election year, then, you know, people tend to vote for the president that is in power when the war is. So we have so many combat veterans in the communities out here. We have more combat-hardened combat veterans than these citizen soldiers that we call the National Guard that they're relying on to restore order. And then, okay, multiply that by the individuals coming out of prison. These individuals here are, you know, enough said about that. But we have individuals. We have the combat veterans that are already in the community. There are more of us than there are of them. I'm talking, talk bad about the National Guard, because they're citizen soldiers. When I went in, I signed up and I was active duty. I did 4 years right off the bat. So we basic training and then into the military. But these guys, they do basic training and then they do, 1 weekend a month. And then 1 month a year. So they are basically better dressed than they are trained. But you're going against hardened veterans that have been in the Vietnam War. You have some Korean War veterans out there, very few World War II veterans. But you got Korean War veterans, Vietnam veterans, Iraqi War veterans. Then you got the veterans from Africa, the veterans from. You get these guys out. There's more of us than there are of them. Do they really think? I posted a footage of National Guard running down some street in Minneapolis, and the police are like intertwined, and the National Guard police, and they're coming down the street. So they're like, get inside. They're yelling to people. They go into a residential area, not like a hood, not going through the hood. They're going through places where people have houses, and they tell you, ordering everyone inside. So one lady's standing outside filming this thing, right? And then they stop. They kind of like focus at her, and they fire. I'm guessing they're firing rubber. Obviously, they're firing rubber bullets at her or whatever. They say, oh, that hurt. She ran inside with her children. But
look, it looked like they were firing paintballs. I wondered if it was a drill, because they was definitely screaming, everybody get inside. Sure. And it looked like...
We have not been firing back.
I did see that. But the gangbangers, like paintball.
What about the Crips and the Bloods? The gangbangers, the hardened convicts that's coming out of prison? What about all the military veterans What about the average run-of-the-mill psycho who's out there with a fucking M60? Oops. Nah, I'm cut off.
That is why I don't allow you to on the first show. All right. So, Mike, please mark the time. Yes. So, the climate of war is growing. People are becoming discontent. It's a lot of preemptive measures. Yes, there's a lot of that. People having rallies, then a cop shows up in plain clothes and does something violent and gets everybody else going just so they can sort of feed their cause while destroying
the feeding frenzy, sir.
That gathers.
You predicted me. You predicted this. You said about the community defense leagues and community defense organizations. You saw the writing on the wall before the rest of us did. And then you urged us to become prepared for what was about to occur, what is upon us now. And the pandemic did not work. They thought that they were going to institute the National Guard citizenship because of the pandemic. That didn't work. Everybody saw it was smoke and mirrors. So now, people are protesting this poor individual that has been slaughtered, not only by individuals who were sworn to uphold the law, but the citizens who were witnessing this slaughter were held back from interacting and preventing this crime from occurring because they had more respect for the law than the individuals that were breaking it, the police officers. Okay. And then I see on a Simpsons cartoon with a police officer kneeling on the neck of a man named George. And it was like, well, did they pick this guy out for that? And then I've read accounts that the officer that killed him known him for 17 years. So was this all planned and orchestrated? Like, because the pandemic thing didn't work, so now we're going to go to phase two? That's exactly what you said, sir. V, that's exactly what you said. I say we need to elect V, President of the United States.
I'm definitely willing to.
You got my vote.
Do so. But and it really upsets me. It's population control from whatever, however you look at it. I remember a few years ago when Alex Jones covered the story of a homeless man just being gunned down for being in a park. Man had nowhere to go. They rolled up on him like he was a terrorist. I mean, flashbangs, guns going off, everything. The guy was armed. So, I mean, there's another homeless guy.
Being poor is a crime. Well, the majority of the individuals out there in the crowd, they're people like you and me. There are individuals trying to set this thing off and say it's about race. No, it's not because a black man was killed by a white police officer. That has nothing to do with it. Look at the crowds. Look at the people that's in there. It's young, it's old, it's black, it's white. It's everyone. Because we are fed up with society oppressing us, depriving us of our rights, treating us like we are just lumps of coal in the furnace. We are not a commodity for you.
Exactly. Okay, I do know it's time for a commercial break. So, guys, stick here with us. And you know what? Let's open up the phone lines. Go ahead and have some callers. How about that?
Awesome.
So, and yeah, we'll get through today very quickly.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
All right. Well, I tell you, it's one of those days. it is. things just seem to be falling apart. Yes, that's okay. You know, we're going to get things together, especially as we are growing. We are growing. We have some really cool stuff coming up in the future as far as our media is concerned. We will have a chance to fight. We will have a chance to reach out. We will have a chance to make a stand. That's for sure. So, Robert, what is going on in your country? Because, I mean, there's still difference here. I mean, just literally, as far as behavior is concerned, I mean, at least in my city.
Have you seen any protests in Poland? Of it? I'm just curious. No,
not that I know of.
They're in England, they're in Italy, it's a worldwide event. Who would have known that one African-American man that got slaughtered on the streets of some small town, Minneapolis, would reverberate across the globe. Who knew this? Who knew?
The press knows. This is a predictable reaction. When you pull the right, push the right buttons, a bomb will go off. You know, there's no other way to put it. And I was asked, what do I see going on here? I'm not seeing any protests going on here.
Really?
So Melvin, if you let me finish. But what I have seen is the continued institution into people of the idea of fear of a virus. They allowed the cafes to be open, and it's been the first time in months that anybody's been able to go out to eat.
We've been talking about all the weeks. This is the first time people are not afraid anymore. There's no fear. They have curfews in effect, National Guards on the street with machine guns. People don't give a heck about it. They are out there. They are representing. This is a worldwide event. We have to catch this thing, this cat by the tail.
Right.
Absolutely.
I'll continue. So what I see going on is a psyop that makes people have fear of each other and of continued virus and possibly set up for a second wave. They're requiring all staff in the restaurants to wear face shields and a mask and gloves all
the
time.
We have thousands of people in the crowds. People in the crowds don't care about that. There's a power.
Not everybody's in the United States, Melvin, though. There's measures worldwide as far as psyops go. Yeah, y'all are getting your buttons well pulled by the would appear to be a typical
going on in Great Britain and Italy.
Move.
This is a worldwide event, sir. It's going on in Italy and Great Britain.
I was asked a question of what I'm seeing here, and you won't let me finish talking.
I'm sorry, sir. I won't interrupt.
I have a line of thought here. Towards a different agenda that's going on here. They're pushing for the second wave. They want, of course, they want the virus pandemic, however you want to call it, worked. It did crush the American economy. Trump's numbers got way down. The Democrats will do anything to get the numbers they want to push to get their side of the lodge into the presidency. So, that works exactly as they want. Now they want social unrest.
Yes. They wanted to bring the National Guard in, bottom line. That was their agenda. So they couldn't bring them in because of the pandemic, because we got on the radio, yourself, V, and I on occasion, and we spoke about what a hoax it was. And then I don't know that if our slight conversations kind of like awakened anyone, or I'm sure it did, but people were just getting the idea that this was all a bunch of BS. So that didn't work. So then they had to murder an individual in the street slowly. 8 minutes. You know how long it takes for someone to be choked out and rendered unconscious? And then, he's crying for his mother. This is a grown man. He's crying for his mother. Knowing he's about to die, he's telling the officer, "Sir, I cannot breathe." He's pleading for his life, basically. And the cop has his hand in his pocket. Like he's like, it was the most casual thing he could be doing.
Well, I had the sleeper hold put on me when I was younger. I used to be into wrestling, and it took me about less than a minute to drop unconscious. So how after a certain amount of time are you even going to be able to say, "I can't breathe"? Doesn't it take a breath to say that? I'm going to challenge this narrative because I believe us a false flag is played out in front of us, and they played the race card to pit us against each other because we were beginning to unify as one.
A false narrative, because when I seen it on The Simpsons, now these guys that drew the Simpsons cartoons, they're not prophets of God. They don't know.
No. They're not prophets of God. But
how can
they
go?
Writers.
We are
call
going
them
to
they
go
are.
To. Guys, we're going to go to a commercial break. This top of the hour. Station ID, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show, and I am your host, V. And because our guest is MIA, we are going to go to the phone lines. Let's go to Florida. Go ahead.
Hello, am I on?
Hello, sir. Yes, sir. You have a question or comment?
Yeah, you guys brought up a lot of things. If you have a pencil and paper handy. I'd like to let me get the volume of my distraction out of here. There's a book titled From Sovereign to Serf by Roger Sales. You can be do a search for it and download it for free at, it'll come up for a free download. I can't think of the name of the place off the top of my head. Archives, Internet Archives. And also there's a gentleman, Hal Anthony. He has his podcast on Sundays titled Behind the Woodshed. Now, these guys are on to the remedy for the people. to fight these lies and liars and thieves. And the liars and thieves is the government. And the people are, well, the people are protesting the death of a black man, the murder of a black man. But they're, but what they're not seeing, or what's being hidden from the people, is the death or the robbery of the people from the law, the legal system, the attorneys and the lawyers and the judges. And if you look at when people die, they have an estate, and the attorneys and judges, even people in nursing homes, they're pillaging the inheritance of their children through the legal system. The swamp is the legal system. And I believe this legal system, the bar, the Communist Party, the Bolsheviks, are what's causing this, and they are bringing in the provocateurs to create a distraction that actually brings government down on the people more, when the government should be, when the government, the legal system should be off the people's backs, and that's what's being hidden from us. Trump wants to force us into a vaccine. Is he going to hold us down and put a needle in us? Can he hold me down and anal sex me? I mean, what can he stick into me? Just because he's the president, he can order the military to just hold me down and poke me with needles? This is the madness that we're not seeing and we're being distracted from. And it's the swamp. I don't know if anyone would like to comment on that.
Yes, good point, caller. And yes, he said that he was going to drain the swamp when he went for election. He was going to drain the swamp, but now he's the biggest alligator in the swamp. And I mean, not to demean my commander in chief, because I'm an ex-military man, but we have the COVID thing, and now we have this civil unrest going on, and you know, he's the man in charge. He's the one pressing all the buttons. He can call up the National Guard. He can, you know, institute programs and initiatives to, he's never even came on the radio to try to make people feel calm, like make a national radio broadcast and say, you know, Americans, you know, my fellow Americans, nothing. Does he think that this is an episode of, you know, his show, and you're fired? Well, if that was the case, he's fired. Comments?
Well, he brings up and tells these governors that you got to apply force or power or whatever term he used, and the protesters, the good ones, are trying to apply power peacefully. They protested in Michigan with their guns because it's open carry state. Well, there was no
correction, sir. All the protesters across the nation, of this great nation of ours, have been peaceful. But they have been, they are professional provocateurs that have been inserted into the crowd. And some of them are in the guise of police officers. They're getting out there and they're trying to amp up the pressure. Now, you have these people. Now, we've known that we've been on lockdown with the COVID thing. And, you know, incomes have been depressed. So let somebody throw a brick through a jewelry store and you get gold watches and diamond rings just laying there. Of course, these youth are going to go in there. I mean, it's a crime of opportunity, but that's what's going to set it off. And these individuals are doing it intentionally all across the nation.
That's what I'm saying. The legal system, protected by the police, are what's causing the true crime. And the true crime is government. And the government's just making itself bigger and bigger. They are the criminals. Trump, if Trump wanted to fix Minneapolis, why hasn't he drained the D.C. swamp? Why hasn't he had Hillary arrested? Why there's so many... Fauci, the CDC, all these liars and thieves that Trump's allowing to attack the people and force a lot. We've been arrested. It's against the law to be a friend with a man because he's got to stay 6 feet away and wear a mask. They've made it against the law for us to even be together. And that's what our government
well, he dropped the ball on this thing from the COVID to the riots. You know, he's my commander in chief, and I adhere to authority. I'm ex-military man, and I, you know, go by the chain of command. But he's dropped the ball on this one. It's a fiasco. It's just a fiasco. This is not someone that I would want to be in charge of the buttons that's going to send the nukes back to where he said they came from.
Well, there's authority and there's lawful authority. And what Trump is exercising is not lawful authority. It's not even reason. And what the governors are doing is not lawful authority. It's not. This is so staged and so maddening. That's why I give you those two links. But these Roger's gone through the history of how we've been enslaved and lied to, and how has a legal, lawful courtroom remedy. And I would suggest everybody in the United States have in their back pocket a writ of habeas corpus. They're going to be held and they need to
care. But he has advocated that everyone have in their back pocket a 38 or 45. Because, come on. I mean, what's going on here? Let's bring everybody in line.
We need to be equipped with everything the government's equipped with.
A 45 in your back pocket isn't going to help you when you got five police officers holding you down. Have that habeas corpus and go peacefully to jail and submit your writ of habeas corpus, unless you want to die.
Well, sir, I think there are like eight, maybe 10 rounds in the clip, maybe 12. I think I'll be all right with eight of those guys. No problem. But I'm not.
You're really fired up.
Officer myself. All right.
Good luck with that. Thanks for letting me in. Thanks for letting me in. Good luck with that, guys.
All right. Thanks for calling.
V, I've never seen anything like this. There's been nothing like this that has occurred on the American continent since the assassination of Martin Luther King. We've had civil unrest in this country. We've had the Ferguson protests. We've had protests here and protests there. We've had armed individuals standing at the Capitol building, but we've never had something that's ignited a firestorm across the entire country and then leap across the pond. It's in Europe now. It's a worldwide event. What can we do? These people are so sick and tired of the injustices of government, not just police brutality. That is just the root of it. That is just the spark that set flame with the dynamite buckets. Well, we got CPS.
Yeah, I hear you, Melvin. It is a passionate topic, and there's a lot that goes on. For a PSYOP to jump across the ocean, it takes money. You know, when you see signs pre-printed in the hands of protesters like the Charlie Hebdo incident happened in 2015.
Yeah,
you say nothing's happened like this. You remember Kent State back in the 1960s when they shot and killed some students at Kent State University?
But they never burned a police station, sir. They never burned a police, a post office. There's never been where it leaped across the pond.
Do you think that they actually, some protesters, willy-nilly just burned up a police station, or did it look like thugs to you that came prepared and bent on doing harm because they want to stir up the crap during the election? They will do anything to get it out of control. Yes, we've been suspecting the goal of martial law to be instituted in the United States for a very long time. Problem reaction solution. Hegel's dialectic demands
going to get Trump reelected. It's not going to happen. He had a shot when he gave everybody incentive checks. But
when are presidents ever elected? I say they're selected, not elected. So whatever the lodge or the big leaders of the world decide, the Club of 300, whatever you want to call them, IMF and this and that, whatever they say is going to be what goes. It's all rigged. Really? You want mail-in ballots, or do you want a digital
vote? We've shown that. We've gotten into their faces. They've had the water cannons, the tear gas, the stun bombs. They've got machine guns, but against thousands, they have no effect. They are, you know, they Mr. Trump says, oh, the National Guard did such a great job. The National Guard are citizen soldiers. When I went into the military and signed up for 4 years, we looked at the National Guard as a joke. I'm not saying that they are, but these guys are citizen soldiers. There's more combat veterans in the communities that they're going to be policing. And then add that to the gangbangers, and then the guys that's been just released from prison, and then add the psychos to that mix. The National Guard don't have a chance.
Let them come in here. A bunch of crisis actors paid by Soros, like that whole Antifa gang, it has been led to do this, to go amongst peaceful activists that are protesting and incite the violence to assure that the heavy boot comes down on all our freedom.
When they planned, now did it. Neither did the plandemic. They planned that this pandemic would dumb us down.
The plandemic did exactly what it was designed to do. I do. I think different than you about it. And just talking over the top of me, yelling at me, isn't going to change my opinion or yours.
Sir, am I?
Unless we have some discord here.
This is my country. I'm in America right now.
I'm an American, too. It's my country as well, whether you believe it. Just because I'm not there doesn't make me less American or less caring about my country.
Yo, it doesn't. I got it on the ground. Well, I'm already
sometimes,
here.
Sometimes you have to step away to get the bigger picture.
Okay? Yeah.
But we got to be mindful of everything that's going down. And, you know, you say Trump dropped the ball, but do you think he was not supposed to drop the ball? I mean, the game's rigged.
Yeah, he's doing exactly what his script is saying. Just like that Simpsons show, you asked, how would they know this? Because they are script writers. They planted these images on our heads to accept what was going to happen when it happened. That's why they do that stuff, that the pre-scripting or predictive programming that's instilled in us through that idiot box that's called television, television. It's called programming for a reason. What program did you watch? What program is on? We are instilled to see these images and react. Now, they didn't get the reaction they wanted. Protests were too peaceful. So they sent in thugs like, let's say, that guy with the gas mask and the umbrella smashing out the windows of an AutoZone. He is trying to assure that the frustrations of the people, somebody will join in, that mob violence can happen. And in mob violence, all our freedoms get lynched. It just does. It disgusts me when I was watching what was unfolding this weekend. And I, until you show me the habeas corpus of the body of this of George, I don't believe it happened. Have you seen the film of when supposedly the paramedics pulled up, out come McGarney? I did not see paramedics. I saw two sheriff's officers manning this gurney to take him away. I seen a staged event unfolding before my eyes. And it saddens me that they want to pit us against each other, take the spirit of brotherhood of man away from people so we fight each other rather than the system that's being drowned in the swamp itself. You know, you say, how come Trump hasn't drained the swamp? It's because his bum is stuck in the drain. He's part of the swamp. You can't drain a swamp that you're in. You just can't. That's how I feel about that. We're going to differ in opinions. We just are. I don't know what you're seeing or even hearing on the news over there in Poland. Here, people are very much watching what's going on in America. And they're seeing that it's the protests, and they're very supportive of what's going on about this. And everybody's been properly angered by it. So the PSYOP has worked. But I think the pandemic paid out if they wanted to. They wanted to get you to fear things, near mass and this, do certain measures, lock yourself down, and then they let you out for a month or so, and then they say, right, we defeated it this way one time. Together, we could do this again when a second wave comes. I think it just has exactly played out as it has. What do you think, Mr. B?
Well, I think that we are going to have to, again, be vigilant. We're going to have to just see where this stuff is going, because times are tough, and obviously we can't trust the government, and obviously the thing is, there are going to be those people out there that are going to make things difficult because they do trust the government, I don't know if it's out of necessity or fear or conditioning, but there's these people that are just going to have to wake up. You know, people talk, you know, Trump this, Trump that. And I'm in these chats, media chats, among hosts and everything like that. I haven't really been on in several days, but, you know, media host, get into arguments, you know, Trump this, Trump that, you know, Trump haters, Trump lovers, you know, these are Truth or Media hosts. And I'm thinking to myself, who are these? These are supposed to be people on my level here, okay? These are supposed to be people who know the game. And if you are arguing about is Trump good or is Trump bad, you already don't know what anything's about.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. And I also have to wonder what kind of EMF weapons are being used to instill thoughts of insurrection or thoughts of red versus blue, left wing, white, right wing. I wonder about how people are being beamed. Because I know you and I, we're both very aware of that kind of a psychological weapons being used on. So that yes. as well. I know there's been reports of hearing the harp noise around the world from people. I've been getting reported in, you know, that wow, wow type high-pitched, almost like screeching bearings noise being heard throughout the world. So
the hum.
Again, that's the hum. That's a terrible thing to hum when people can't unhear the hum. It's torturous to their lives, isn't it? I know a lot of people have problems with that. But yeah, it's just, and I think we do have to leave a country to see what the rest of the world is showing about that country and put those pieces together and see what the commonalities are. You know, for instance, when I left the United States, I heard the other side of the story of the Bay of Pigs. It was nothing like I had been taught in school or through History Channel or any of that. There's lots of things, the harms that U.S. foreign policy has done to the rest of the world. In some places, I get held responsible for whatever the president did at the time, even though I chose not to vote. I can't vote for a lesser evil. You know, people say, well, this is the lesser evil. I say, you still vote for evil. I'd rather go and write the name Mickey Mouse in on the ballot. It would have more validity thing.
So, exactly. I agree with that entirely. Participating into the system is supporting the system. And if you are supporting the system, you are not trying to change the system. Because these votes, guess what? They don't mean nearly as much as you people think that they do.
They show you obeyed. You got in line. You showed your ID, which is a mini census. You presented yourself somewhere, and you put a black mark on a piece of paper, is what it used to be. They gave you a magic marker. You put your mark on wherever they said and left. Now you got a digi screen, right? And that could be hacked. That's been shown. Remember that year when Al Gore supposedly lost the Bush's brother declared the election in the favor of his brother, and it was all counting all these bads. Oh, this is a dangling chat, a little piece of the paper didn't quite poke all the way out in the punch hole ballot. I said, no. They're just crying over their side of the lodge didn't get to sit in the big chair. that's kind of when I think about that. But yeah, it's a big game. There's puppets and strings, and then the media pulls our strings. Those are heartstrings, usually. And it's very sad when these peaceful riots are infiltrated by controlled opposition bent on a violent goal. There was no need to burn down a police station or a church or anything, but the need for that to happen was to get national troops called in, national guards. Washington, D.C. is actually a district of the United States. It's not actually one of the states. So they can bring military in to defend that. But Trump, without permission from a governor of a state, cannot. bringing the U.S. troops. He cannot activate the National Guard. Only the governor of the state can do that. So he could just ask it. So there's a lot of supposedly checks and balances, but the scale is well unbalanced.
Yes, it is. It's very unbalanced, sir. They have all the weight on their side. We are just peons in this thing, you know? But the fact that, I mean, I don't advocate violence. I'm a former law enforcement officer myself. I worked for the Department of Correction in New York City in Rikers Island for over 3 years. I'm a four-year military veteran. I'm a disabled veteran. So I believe in authority and, you know, the rule of law, you know, my commander-in-chief and things like that there. But they burnt down a police station. That's never occurred in the history of the United States, to my recollection, in any type of civil unrest in the history of the United States of America. Never have the police officers been running out the back door while the protesters are coming in the front door and burning it down. So now they have the National Guard. Oh, you know what? You know, Mr. Trump said, well, the National Guard is doing such a great job restoring order, blah, 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 blah. I guess Mr. Trump never been in the military, because the National Guard ain't SHIT as far as active duty military individuals go. We have Iraqi war veterans. We have Afghanistan veterans. We have Vietnam veterans, Korean War veterans. And there's still even a few World War II veterans out there. And do you think these guys came home with just, what, their T-shirts and boxer shorts in their backpacks? No. I'm just trying to say, I'm not looking for a confrontation with the government. And, you know, it's not us against them. There's been instances where police officers have put down their weapons, took off their vests, and joined the protesters because they know what we're doing is right. Now, the National Guard is usually assigned to the state that they reside in. So that means that the same neighborhoods that these National Guardsmen are going to be patrolling are the same neighborhoods where their family lives at. Do you really think they're going to open up with an M60?
Well,
I don't know what you're going to do.
Melvin. We'll talk about this more on the after show coming up here. Thank you guys for a heated discussion. And this has been the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, V. And remember, in the land of surveillance, man, their eye is king. So educate yourselves.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.